We are listening to a version of Silver Machine by Hawkwind, and it is by Hugo Strasser. I have a James Last version as well. I guess Hugo Strasser was a competing Schlager band. Before this, I played a version of Papa Joe by The Sweet by Nina Lizelle. I don't think I've heard a woman's version of that. So now you have, in German, I believe. And we heard before that Lulu did a couple great covers of Bowie songs. I played The Man Who Sold the World. Before that, Le Cirque with Land of Oz. It's a psychedelic sort of effect. I don't know, the opening makes me feel a little dizzy. As do the Lemon Twigs. Really great contemporary group, as you probably know, with How Can I Love Her More? That's their latest 45, and they just can't go wrong. They've released, I think, 4 45s, well, since the beginning of the year, and they are just starting to tour now, so you may want to check them out. They put on great live shows, the Dario Brothers and their band. All great singers, all great multi-instrumentalists. And I started that set out with the Wonderments and Magic. I'm reaching the end of the show. Two more shows coming up. Richard Wigg up next with The Wig Out. And following Richard, Harry Parmenter with The Fun House. If you're in LA next weekend, Bob Baker Marionette Theater, where I DJ once a month. It's a local institution that's been around since 1963. They're having this big event next weekend. And next Sunday is Bob Baker Day. It's a one day a year where they have a big party up at a park in LA with bands and food and marionettes, puppets, the good kind of puppets, not dummies, not like ventriloquists that scare the bejesus out of everybody. You can find it online, all the details. You do need to RSVP. It doesn't cost anything. It is a beloved tradition in LA. Fun for the whole family. Hope to see you there. Thanks for joining me tonight. If you need to know anything more about the show, I'm on Instagram at bubblegum_OD. I'm going to sign off with Roy Orbison. I've played the song before by The New Beats. It was written by Bill Dees, a member of The New Beats, but he also wrote songs for Roy Orbison. Which came first? I'm not sure. They both recorded the song in 1970. Anyways, here's Roy Orbison's version of She Won't Hang Her Love Out on the Line. Give it a listen. This is Becky signing out. Thank you. Bye-bye.
She come from Kansas City, looking mighty pretty. She's as sweet as Kansas City wine. Oh, it's such a pity, she won't hardly kiss me. She won't hang her love out on the line. No, she won't hang her love out on the line. A mystery to me, she's not what you see. She's a strong-minded woman. Her love to disagree. If I could just talk to her, I know that I could fool her. But she won't hang her love out on the line. She don't care for nothing. She holds on to her love, and I wonder if she'll ever change her mind. I fall in behind her, hoping that I find her when she hangs her love out on the line. When she hangs her love out on the line. A mystery to me, she's not what you see. She's a strong-minded woman. Her love to disagree. If I could just she won't hang her love out on the line. I'll take her loving, I'll take her loving, I'll take her loving anytime. I want her loving, I need her loving, but she won't hang her love out on the line. She won't hang her love out on the line. She won't.
Present Gary and the Hornet.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. Ba-ba-ba. That is what I truly love to be. For if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, ba-ba-ba, everyone would be in
Should I try to hide the way I feel inside my heart for?
Wig mark of approval for Jacques Dutronc there, starting off this week's wig out. Minnie, 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 from a Disc Vogue EP, Un Disc Maxi, it says right on the cover, and there's Jacques looking all swarthy. Oh yeah, all right. Welcome to the Wig Out. I'm Richard Wig, here to blast out some blastables like I do every week here on the WFMU Rock and Soul radio stream. Oh yeah, I had a club DJ gig last weekend, and you know what that means? I bring that box here into the Bunker Studio in San Diego, and we're going to flip right through the box and play some floor filler spinners. Yeah, some floor filler killers. Oh, man. I want to thank Becky for a great bubblegum OD starting off Swingin' Sunday Evening Edition, 7 p.m. in case you weren't here for it. Tune in next Sunday, 7 p.m. for bubblegum OD. And then 8 p.m. is the Wig Out next Sunday, special announcement here. You got a pencil? You better write this down. Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl of Cranston Perfume, is going to be filling in on the Wig Out. Yeah, baby. All right. She's going to bring the sweet and the wild and some Girl Garage. All right. Yeah. And then at 9 p.m., Swingin' Sundays, Harry and the Fun House takes us home and ends the weekend in unexpected style. Yeah, all right, baby. You know what Jacques Dutronc's got? He's got love if you want it.
Yes. She's got everything I need. Satisfaction guaranteed. Yeah! Woo!
Kiwi cutie, Sandy Edmonds, Now That You've Made Up Your Mind, 45 on Zodiac Records. Yeah, that's the Pleasers backing up Sandy Edmonds there. That's the flip of her brutal, I guess their brutal version of the Pretty Things Come See Me, which we often play here at the Wig Out, so I flip it over. Oh, yeah. Let's see. We also had Lulu, 1964. Surprise, surprise. On Decca Records. Man, that recording session must have just been so hot. All the big-time session players of the day there in London, including Jimmy Page, with a solo that's so good it could have been played by Dave Davies. Yeah, hot solo for 1964. Going back to Australia. Going back down under Australia from the Twilights. Their version of Baby Let Me Take You Home, 45 on Columbia Records. Also from Australia, I think from the West Coast out in Perth, the Wild Colonials. Great version of the Pretty Things Get the Picture on His Majesty's Voice. And then The Last Straws, 1965. Woman of Gradual Decline on the Scope label, also from Down Under. And I'm saying it Scope because it's got two exclamation marks after Scope. So you got to say it like you mean it. Scope, baby. We have the Limeys from England, their version of Strange Love's Carolyn on Decca Records. Great fuzz guitar from 65, I believe. And then we went back down under Blues, Rags, and Hollows. They're only 45. Great version of Got Love If You Want It on Leading Records. Friends, Wigsters, you're listening to The Wig Out here on WFMU's Rock and Soul radio stream. I'm Richard Wig. I'm going to be blasting out the basketballs here every week from the Barker Studio in downtown San Diego. Give me an all right. All right, we're going to come to the U.S. here, come back to the U.S. right here, Southern California. Here's a man who's got a proposition for you.
I want you. Yes, I want you, baby, because I'm the man that makes the deals, and I've come for your soul.
Mine. Stay away from my baby. double naked, talking, breaking. She walks by, she's getting ready for the kill. Her look and say, come on up, you groovy guy. I think she knows I will.
I saw you riding on the my brightest star. And you can take my shiny car. But please don't leave your love away from me. Please come back to me. Please come back to me.
From Amarillo, 1966, The Yalls. Please come back. 45 on Rough Records. Rough. The Yalls later were renamed as The Kitchen Sink. Yeah, moved to California. Had a couple of great records. That's actually from their album. It was originally a 45 as The Yalls, and then it was such a hot track, they used it and kept it on The Kitchen Sink album. All right. The Flip is an incredible version of Run For Your Life. Hot lead guitar all over the place. I'll have to play that again sometime. All right, speaking of hot lead guitar, man, the Zachary Thax from Corpus Christi had a hot lead guitar player, and that was a little more of a pop number, I'd say. Please, a little more melodic, nice, I don't know if it was 12-string, but nice chimey guitar there. It was at least chimey. A 45 on J-Beck Records. We had Every Mother's Son prior to that. Alison Dover. A Japanese-only 45. That song was on their first album. Yes, that's the Come Down to My Boat Baby band. And they appeared on TV playing that live, Alison Dover. And I think that Alison Dozier. And I think they probably wanted that as a 45 since it was released in Japan. But the U.S. label heads at MGM said, no. No, that's not the 45. That is not the 45. Unfortunately, it should have been the 45. That is a hot track there. All right. From Northern California, The Answer. I'll Be In. Berkeley, I believe. Their only single on White Whale. And from Illinois or Iowa, The Intruder. She's Mine. Their only 45 on IT Records. That comes with a great picture sleeve. Great 1966 band photo. Man. Plaid pants and high boots, baby. Yeah, those prairie guys. Rocking the look of 66, man. And then from here in Southern California, Fullerton, 1966. Making Deals, the Satans. They're only 45 on Manhattan Records. All right, this is the Wig Out. I'm Richard Wig. You know the drill. We're here to play the Blastables. We're blasting out the Blastables. So, had a DJ gig in a club last weekend. Haven't refiled the records, as is the norm here. And so I brought the box into the Bunker Studio, and that's what we got here. What was in the wig box at the club here in San Diego. All right, so coming up next, we got some Excitation.
Your lies, I don't. sick of believing your lies.
and make you cry. She'll make you crawl to her and turn around and spit right in your eye. Oh, she's a bad.
Stop, man. your liquor sweet as honey cream. You're the sweetest girl I've ever seen. Well, your death is a star and your heart is warm. What do you mean, darling? Did you hear the charm? Well, your lips are sweet and honeydew. I think about you, that's all I do. The wicked water in my arms. Why tell me, darling, it gets charm. Well, your lips are sweet as honeydew. There's a new real life with the body too. Your eyes, they call, they say come on. What tell me, darling, if you had your charm.
Ray and his Raymond, Think Link. 1965's version of Hidden Charms on Swan Records. That is a flip of one of the two issues of Ace of Spades that came out that year. Oh man, recorded in Link's recording shack in his backyard. Again, a three-track in the shack in the backyard. Yeah, thank God that came out on 45. All right, woo! See, we had Dale Gregory and the Shouters! B-Sharp 45, they're only 45, from South Dakota. Did you need to know, spelled properly, Y-A, did ya? Yeah, did ya? From Rochester, the Herd, H-E-A-R-D. Stop It Baby, got you stomping around the studio here on Audition Records. I believe they're only 45. From the Pacific Northwest, the Scotsman, Sorry Charlie. Panorama Record 45. Yeah, taking inspiration from the Jolly Green Giant by the Kingsmen, who we had prior to that, with Trouble. Spelling lesson there. You learn how to spell trouble on that Wand 45. And then from Northwest Indiana, Oscar and the Majestics from Hammond, Indiana. Got to Have Your Lovin', USA Records 45. And then the Rear Exit started us off there, 1966, Excitation on the MTA label. Yeah. Friends, Wigsters, countrymen, country women, country thangs. This has been The Wig Out. I'm Richard Wig, honored here every week to blast out some blastables from the Bunker Studio in San Diego. All right, programming announcement. Get your pencil if you didn't have it earlier. You got your pencil? I'll wait. All right, you got your pencil. Write it down. Next week, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, The Wig Out. Guest host, Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl. All right. Waiting for Glynis to come in with the Canadian Concussors. Oh, yeah, baby. Let's see. We got Harry coming up here at the top of the hour. It is time to sign off and hand the keys over to Harry. All right. Take us home, Harry. All right. Taking us out this week, we got the Selective Service with Green Onions. Yeah. Let's see. We'll be back. Well, Glynis will be back next week. Stay weird between now and when Glynis comes to The Wig Out. And then in between Glynis's episode of The Wig Out and when I'm back in 2 weeks, you can also stay weird. All right. See you then. Same wig time, same wig channel. All right.
The Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House.
The Fun House.
Oh.
Yeah.